the love for God that every Jew has as an inheritance from our patriarchs comes in two forms. One is that we feel and experience God as being our life, nafshi ivisicha, and the other is that we feel to God like a child feels to a father. These two elements, these two types of love, both come from above. They're given from the patriarchs, but they need to be revealed through contemplation. The Rebbe says that this love, being that it comes from the patriarch from above, is even greater than the love called Ahavat Abba, or contains an element of that love. However, even so, a person should also contemplate and bring out the love of God through his mind and through his understanding, which is more like the Ahavas Olam, which is more like the lower level love, even though he already has the higher level. And that's because in the lower level there's an advantage and a virtue that the higher one doesn't have. And that's in today's Shia Tanya on page 664 in chapter 44. In spite of the fact that this love that is inborn, inherited from the patriarchs, is higher, has an element of Ahava Rabba, because it comes from above, bigger than what the person can create for himself, even so, a person should strive in his mind, in his understanding, to attain also the level of Ahavas Olam, which is really a lower level of love, as mentioned before, that comes from an understanding and a das in the greatness of God, which is what makes it a lower level, because it is created by one's own abilities. It is therefore by necessity limited. And yet one should strive to attain that element of love as well. Kidei, what is the virtue of having this lower level? Kidei lahagdil medeiras eisha ahava. Bezish pe eish vishal heves azo. In order to intensify the flame of fire. The glowing, burning fire. The lahav ha'el ha'shamaymo, and the fire that rises heavenwards, ad shemayim rabim lo yuchu l'chabes, it becomes such an intense flame that even the stormy waters can't extinguish it, u'nahores lo yishtefuha, and rivers cannot quench it. Because there's a virtue to this flaming kind of a fire that comes as a result of a knowledge and a concentration on God's greatness. There's an advantage to this kind of love. Al shtei b'chinei sa'ava ha'neskaris l'maylo kashet einon kirish pe'esh v'shal heves. There's a virtue to the storminess and to the intensity of this fiery love over the two kinds of love mentioned before, that God is our father or God is our soul, when those two loves come without the fieriness of it. Just as there's an advantage of gold over silver, as will be explained later. The difference between gold and silver is that gold is hot. It's fiery. And there's an advantage to that fieriness over the coolness and the calmness of the silver. The gam kizeh kol adam v'tachlisei, and besides which, this is the whole purpose for man's existence, l'man das es kved Hashem. Because to say that gdulosei, that a person should come to know, not only inherit a love, but also come to know in human intelligence God's greatness and the beauty of God, ish ish kefi asher yuchal se'eis, each person according to his capacity, kemeshikoso b'rayim mehem nepashas bei, begin the ish to meidon le, Ukaneda, and as is known, that Ayah Mehemna says that God created the world in order that we should know Him. In other words, in order that we should bring godliness down to the level of human intelligence, that even in a human mind, even in a human understanding, godliness should be comprehended and God should be able to be revealed in this lower world represented by human intelligence. In the Hayyim Yom for the second day of Iyar, the Rebbe writes that Yom HaLedes es Azmur Beis Iyar, which is also the 17th day of the Emer, is the birthday of the Rebbe Rashab, of the Rebbe Marash, and he was born in the year Tov Kuf Tzadik Gimel, in 1833. Tzibn Yor Hatem Amol Tzemach Tzedek Fahed. When the Rebbe Marash was 7 years old, the Tzemach Tzedek, his father, once tested him in his learning. And my grandfather, the Rebbe Marash, did so well in the test that his Melamed was very impressed and got very excited. He couldn't contain himself, the Melamed. And so he said to the Tzemach Tzedek, "Ha? Vazoktir emach gut." He does well. The Tzemach Tzedek had him geanswered, and the Tzemach Tzedek responded, "Vosad is spilus. What are you so surprised? What are you so excited about?" As Teferes Shebet Teferes Macht Gut. He was born Teferes Shebet Teferes, and there's no surprise that Teferes Shebet Teferes should do well.